I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Symphony Orchestra wraps up their season with a concert Saturday afternoon at 2 in the Unitarian Universalist Church at 2120 North Fee Lane. Conductor Charles Latshaw has put together a program with Mahler's Symphony No. 1 and Maurice Ravel's Tzigane. It features violinist and winner of the BSO's 2010 Youth Concerto Competition, Brian Allen. And our guests today, conductor and artistic director Charles Latshaw and Brian Allen, thanks very, very much for joining us. The Mahler, really almost a concert all by itself.
In fact, it was originally a concert all by itself. Brian was scheduled to play his concerto with us back in February, and we had a pile of bad weather and missed all the rehearsals. And I said, Brian, can we move this 2 months later? And that's exactly what we did. So the Tzigane, while it fits very well with the Mahler, was originally put on a different program.
Ah, so mother of invention and so on?
Absolutely.
Brian, really all the great violinists have recorded this particular piece, and they seem to be just drawn to it. What are the things that that really get violinists interested in this?
The first half of the piece is me by myself playing all over the G string, and it's very exciting for me to play, and so it's hard for me to keep my excitement level at the correct, but it's so much fun to play, and I think it's fun for the audience to hear as well, the violin solo at the beginning. It's very intense.
If you're staying mostly on the G string for something as demanding as Maurice Ravel must have written, you must be really working that.
Oh, yes. Thank goodness they don't break easily.
So you think there was a little bit of method there?
The G string has a very dark sound in general, and to play something entirely on the lowest string creates a very dark sound, and I think that's what he was going for.
Charles, composition of this particular piece, something that Ravel tossed off or something
else?
No,
not at all. No, Ravel, he's interesting as a composer because almost everything he wrote has become a gem and people play it all the time. Everything he wrote was just great. But Tzigane, he worked on for a long time. I get the feeling that he had no idea what to do with it. The story I've read is that Ravel one time had a dinner party, and he had a friend over who was a violinist who specialized in gypsy melodies. And he said, play for me some gypsy melodies. I want to learn about gypsy stuff. And the violinist started playing, and he said, great, play another one, and started playing. And eventually all the other guests left, and Ravel and the violinist stayed up all night playing gypsy melodies together. Mm. And he wrote some of this stuff down, but it was 10 years later before he finally came up with Tzigane.
We've talked just a little bit about the size of the Mahler and about the delights of Tzigane, but tell us a little bit about the Mahler. This is the number one.
Right. Well, it's hard to say a little bit about anything Gustav Mahler did, and he found it hard too because the man loved to talk about his compositions and loved to talk about himself. One of the things we're going to do in this concert is we're trying out a post-concert discussion. This piece has so many extraordinary emotions from beginning to end. It is 100% euphoric and 100% absolutely in despair that I feel like anybody who comes to the concert will feel something. They'll love it or they'll hate it, and that's what we want to know about, and we want to talk about it after the concert. So we'll have cookies and punch, and people can tell us how much they loved it or how much they hated it.
Tzigane with the winner of the BSO's 2010 Youth Concerto Competition, and that's Brian Allen, and then Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 1, followed by Conversation, Punch and Cookies, and that's Saturday, May 1st, 2 p.m., Unitarian Universalist Church, 2120 North Fee Lane. Our guests have been the violinist Brian Allen and Charles Latshaw, music director of the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.